This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. In a continuing series of sessions, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, a psychologist and clinical director for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she provides telemental health services. Dr. Martinez also teaches graduate students in psychology, consults for various companies and government agencies, is a published author, and writes for numerous media outlets, including Everyday Power Blog. And on this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Martinez will discuss how to start to focus on the life after the wedding. Dr. Martinez, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm so good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Martinez, you have written a number of articles about the idea of focusing on the life more than the wedding. What do you mean by this?
Well, people would be surprised that you actually have people that we have two types of couples. You have, I have so many couples that actually come in very early after their weddings, 2 months, 3 months, 10 months after their wedding, and they're already in therapy because they've spent so much time focused on planning the wedding and they're focused on this big day, but they're not focused on this life after the wedding. And they've spent all this time planning it, and they may have been together for years or they may not have been together that long, but they're not focused on this life. They're focused on the day, and they haven't focused on this crucial issue and all of these details about what this life means together and whether there is genuine compatibility between them. And so now they're faced with whether there are crucial issues of them getting along. And now they're faced with some real major issues of whether they can function together as a couple. And there are serious issues of whether they can last, and they need to navigate these issues to see how they can function together.
What issues do you see come up early in marriages when people lose sight of focusing on the relationship in these early days?
Really significant issues. We see issues of money, children, boundaries, families, religion, child rearing, holidays, things as fundamental as they've never discussed. Do you want to have children? Do I expect you to stay home? Are we going to share bank accounts? What's my expectation of how much time are we going to be alone together? Are you going to go out with your friends? They have communication issues, things like these where they sort of had the expectation of, oh, we can talk about that after the wedding, when really they, of course, should have talked about that before then, but they were so wrapped up in this excitement of the day, and all of this were really important things, and they may have had ideas that were really strongly held beliefs of, let's say, I've always had the expectation that I was going to raise my child Catholic, and the other person had the expectation of I was going to raise my child Jewish, and they've never actually had that conversation. They always just had an assumption, and now they are married, and they're butting heads about that, and they're not able to compromise. And that was a really fundamental conversation that obviously should have taken part before, and they should have come to some sort of compromise that they could work out, and now it's an area of contention.
And I can certainly understand that as well. Now, if individuals don't form these building blocks, what problems could arise?
Well, if they don't form these building blocks, obviously we do see some people who could end up, some people will end up in divorce very early on. You know, it depends on what the couple is sort of truly made of. Some couples, I always say some couples treat marriage like it's disposable. You know, it depends on what they have invested in it. And we have obviously a society where more than half of marriages end in divorce. And some people will, at the first sign of a problem, will divorce. And then we have people who will stay in a marriage no matter what and be unhappy and not resolve anything and just decide to be unhappy. And then we have people who do believe that you work on things and will resolve problems and work at it. And those are the people that really are people who are willing to do whatever it takes to work at things, and those are the people that will engage in things like therapy and do whatever it takes, and that's fantastic. And those are the people that will come and work on the communication, the problem solving, and do whatever it takes to really work at those fundamental building blocks of the relationship and sort of take that step back and do the work that should have been done before and really have that hope of, even though it's sort of the steps that should have been done pre, they're going to put those things in place and they really have that hope of having that strong and lasting relationship.
Certainly a great topic to cover. Today we are joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, a psychologist and clinical director for DrNikkiMartinez.com. Here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Psychology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now tell us, what kind of issues do you see with early couples coming into therapy?
Well, I see with early couples coming into therapy, a lot of those issues, there are things like they didn't talk about interesting things like holidays. They never talked about where will we go for the holidays, how will we divide the holidays up, will we have separate or combined bank accounts, how will we divide the household chores, how will we manage utilities, what will we do about children, how many children will we have, how will we manage money, are we a spender or a saver. They don't talk about, and that's always a really interesting one. People don't talk about their views on money. Did they come from finances? And it's interesting. People can actually come from not having money and have very different views on money. If they both didn't have money, it may be very important to them to save, or one may not have come from money and they may want to spend it because they never had it. But they both need to understand where they're coming from and come to a compromise about, okay, we save this much, but I also need to be able to spend a little to feel okay about that and have a balance where they're both in agreement on it and they can live with it. But it's having these communication and these things. And if we have that example of different religions really being able to come, because that's actually usually a big topic, being able to really come to a consensus about, here's something that we both agree on and we're respecting both of our backgrounds and our views and we respect each other, and that we can expose our children to both of these and respect each other's backgrounds and let them decide, and that we respect each other enough about that, because these are really huge make or break issues, and respecting each other enough.
Well, certainly sounds like there's some simple and easy things that are overlooked here leading into getting married and in those early days. Coming from you, it certainly does set it straight. Lastly, what is the most important thing for couples to keep sight of?
Well, I think it comes back again to the ideals of compromise and communication. We have to have strong communication skills with our partner, and we have to be able to be open with them and tell them what we're thinking and feeling, even if it's a little uncomfortable. And with this level of open communication, we can truly try to understand where our partner is coming from and what their needs are. And with this, we're better able to come up with compromises that work best for both of us. And when we can truly understand what matters most to our partner and why, we're more willing to meet them partway and concede a little bit more than we might have. And that way, it's not about winning or losing. It's about making sure that we know what matters to them because we love them, and that matters to us. And by that, we're keeping key points in mind about our relationship. And then even years later, we're on solid ground.
Dr. Martinez, really good stuff here. Thanks so much for taking another moment to be with us here today. Where can our listeners get more information on you, your services, and how could they be in touch?
They can always check out my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's DrNikkiMartinez. And I'm at Twitter at Dr. Nikki Martinez, DrNikkiMartinez. Instagram, Nikki Mara Martinez, NikkiMartinez. And I look forward to hearing from people.
And we'll certainly include all links on the broadcast page attached to this interview. Again, Dr. Martinez, always great to have you. Look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, a psychologist and clinical director for DrNikkiMartinez.com. And for further details and for contact, simply visit drnickymartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.